here's a story from The World.
China is mourning a revered scientist. Yuan Longpeng's agricultural breakthroughs helped reduce famine and poverty across much of Asia and Africa. He cultivated strains of rice that produce much higher yields. Until his final days, the scientist kept working to stop hunger, as he said in a speech a few years ago.
This is a very serious challenge facing us, how to feed the world.
How to feed the world. Yuan Longpeng passed away on Saturday at the age of 91. The World's Patrick Nguyen joins me now. Patrick, Yuan is being hailed as a hero in China and beyond. How did this scientist earn so much admiration?
Yeah, well, Carol, I mean, there aren't that many people who can claim to have saved millions of lives, but I think he can do just that. It really started when he was a young man in China in the 50s and 60s, seeing serious famine, people just turning to skeletons, people eating grass and tree bark. And then he used science to help fix that problem. One of his first big breakthroughs was he found this wild rice species growing by a railroad track. He bred that species with another strain and came up with this new super high-yield species of rice. And the result was basically that a poor farmer with a little plot of land could now produce 30% more rice. And, you know, 30%, that can be the difference between life and death. And I have to point out, like, at the time, scientists not just in China but around the world said that what he was doing was probably impossible, and he proved them wrong. So remember that people used to think of China and think starving masses of people, but no one thinks that anymore, and he's part of the reason why.
What was Yuan Longpeng's impact outside of China?
It was pretty huge. Mr. Yuan and the Chinese government could have kept these breakthroughs to themselves, but he really didn't have that type of vision. I actually spoke with one of his colleagues, a guy named Jawahar Ali, with the International Rice Research Institute, and he said Yuan cared about everyone, not just people in his own country.
This technology saved not only China, but also the world. His vision, actually, was to feed the world.
Right. So Mr. Yuan, he pushed to spread this high-yield rice everywhere he could, and he kept improving upon different strains throughout his life. You know, for half the people on Earth, rice is their main staple. And he helped bring these high-yield strains of rice to Nigeria, Pakistan, Vietnam, India. Actually, some of it is growing right now in America, too. And I have to say, the most recent rice species he was working on was this rice that grows in really salty soil near the coast, places that have been seen as barren. I mean, this man was 90 and still working on this stuff, so he really achieved a lot. And even though his name wasn't really well-known outside of China, there are people walking around right now in parts of India and parts of Africa who would not be alive if it weren't for him.
It's an incredible story. How is China memorializing him?
It's a big deal in China. On social media, you see people crying, calling him Grandpa Yuan. You can see clips of big crowds carrying flowers and chasing after his black hearse as it left the hospital. People were chanting things like, "Farewell, Grandpa." You can hear their footsteps running after the hearse. You know, in China, hunger is not some remote concept to people. It's something Grandma and Grandpa remember very well in the 1960s. They remember famine. That's why Yuan received very high honors in China. In fact, it seems like it's illegal to criticize him in China. A few people on social media said some snarky things after his death and got detained. But overall, he really was worthy of accolades. The United Nations is now calling Yuan a true food hero. And his colleague, Mr. Ali, who I talked to today, he told me that Yuan actually, in private, was a really good guy. He would mentor just about anyone who asked, regardless of their national background. He traveled around Africa and Asia to spread his ideas. So you can find people mourning his death, not just in China, but in countries all the way from the Philippines to Mozambique.
The World's Patrick Nguyen. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Carol.
From PRX.